So we have a caller from PEI, 902-200. You want to speak? Are you a new person? Or were you the person who was on a couple weeks ago? Yes, your name.
Maria.
Hey, Maria. Finally, Maria. Okay, darling. Hey, baby, you got some angel business to take care of, and we are just the thing to help you. Tell us a little of what you'd like to know.
So you told me the name. That's really great. Thank you. What did you say about Gutenberg? I didn't understand that.
Gutenberg Galaxy is a ridiculous book from this ridiculous writer. He's not popular. No one really knows who he is. He had one movie, and it was Annie Hall, and it was not very good. And his name was Herbert Marshall McLuhan. Never read him. Don't worry about it. It's ridiculous. That's a faultless error to even engage it. But it was about that everything is about writing, and you ruin the world by writing, and then they had to print it, and then it's texting, and now it's OMG, what's the BFD, and no one even communicates anymore, and you're going backward, you're obsolescing back into a world where you can't know anything, and then you get the Dark Ages, and that's when you were light. The Dark Ages was when you were light. Now you're in the Light Ages, that's the Gutenberg Galaxy. Printing, printing, typing, typing, typing takes you into a virtual world that's not real. It's surreal. And everything that you know, you can't know. And everything you do, you can't do. And everything that runs into this realm that you're trying to come to isn't real at all. The bastions of all society that you say are a certain way, you find out very quickly they are not. And that's what he was trying to make a ridiculous metaphor. Everything was of how he would never join a party that would allow him to be invited. And so goes the lesson. It's a silly, futile waste of time.
I'm wondering, sometimes I get a blink that I can remember before I was born, and I can see something.
Because you weren't born.
I had this memory, or is it only a dream? I don't
Neither.
Know.
You weren't born. You are. No. Wait. Hold on. You're all right. There's nothing wrong with your words. They're just not adequate. So let's make them adequate. You were not born. You are as eternal as you ever were eternal. You are already eternal, okay? So these blinks that you're thinking about where you can know things before you were, that is not blinks. That's because you did those things that you were. See, when you were in your power and you stepped down from your power, that's why you're trying to get back to God. That's what the angels are here to help you do. We don't do that. What is my angel name? What name is that? We don't do that, darling. We don't do that. That is a trite, glib, cliched archetype. It doesn't apply to anything. But yet, you did it in seconds. Ha, 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 no time. Seconds later, we responded immediately with it. And then we called you forth to come forth. And we're going to stay late here for you because that's what we can do. Because there's no time, so we can do what we want to. Isn't it great fun? And here's what's happening.
That's great.
What's happening is these things that you're bumping into, it's almost like if you get up to go to the bathroom at night and don't turn the light on and someone comes in and rearranges your furniture, you're constantly bumping your toe into something and you're running into chairs and shiffer robes and armoires and vitrines and bedposts and all kinds of things. You're running into these things because you're not used to them being this way. Okay? They moved everything around. All right, now when you're bumping into things, that's when that happens. And you go back and you have a memory and you go, oh, I'm going to remember this, but I don't know how I know this. Or you'll write something down. Or we sometimes talking with you, listen to us, you'll hear us say things and go, oh, I know exactly what that's all about. Blah, 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 blah. Chateau St. Cloud, blah, 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 blah. I know all about that. Roxy does that all the time. And then she goes and chases it. And then come to find out that she makes it be about her dead ancestors that's been around and coming back. Most of them ain't dead. They're waiting on her to catch up and all that kind of good stuff. But that's just fun because she's taking that as is. No problem. Then what's happening is you've moved into a realm where you're bumping into these things that you think are memories or potential dreams. They're not. They're part of your knowing. They're part of you knowing. Just as you know you're in your meat sack body, you know, when you go to the bathroom and you comb your hair, you realize that's history because the reflection takes time to get back to your eyes. So that's past. So even your memory is in the past, as you say, past tense. Okay? That's not distant, but we say there's no time. So that memory is as good as any memory at all. It's like some people who can have a scar, let's say they have a accident or something tragic, and they'll get a scar on their body, say on their face or something, and that plastic surgeons can take that scar away, they can make it perfect. You can take Renew drops and rub on that kind of stuff, and it just basically makes the dermis make itself perfect. But some people in their minds see themselves always as scarred, even though they're not. To see the machinations from the mind to mess you up. Sometimes it puts you in a bad place. You're trying to remember things that aren't. You're trying to get to a place that's not. It's not about that at all. But it doesn't matter because this isn't a thinking man's game. Only little men need to think. God doesn't have to think. God knows. And say, God knows. Well, God knows. We're trying to bring you back to God, and we're going to have all the angels help. Don't you worry about it at all. We're going to help. When the cares of life grow strangely dim, that's when you know you're on the right path. Tell us about your grandmama.
Oh, my God. I want to ask you before if I'm waiting for the call. I thought to my grandma. So
yes.
I don't know how she's doing because I grew up with her in the first year.
Yes.
So
she's fabulous. She's fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Henri.
Pardon me?
Henri.
Henri?
Yes.
I don't know. Her name was Maria.
No, Henri was her daddy.
Oh, I don't know.
We do. We just told you. It's okay. Now, don't worry about the connection of the dots. You will. It's okay. It's okay. It's not a problem. See, we don't want you to have to think about it. We want you to know. It's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the chip body, everybody has the little slap phones, the little phony phones, the little Deborah phones. They don't do computers really anymore. They just do it all in their pockets. That's why we have the cloud. So you can find out anything just by pushing a button. Oh, well, that's this. People will talk to us, all of non-physical. We'll answer the question, and they won't find it in Wikipedia, so they don't believe that it is. So now, get this. We have to put things in Wikipedia so that you all can find things when we say things to prove that those things are the things. Do you realize that we almost shut down the whole wide world when we told them about 121 Depot Street in New York City? It's a gold repository, one of the largest in the world. Then they had to move it around, and then it was a problem, and then no one can find it because they took it off of everything, and because it couldn't be wikied, it didn't exist. And then we sent people, and they took pictures. It's pretty amazing. Then they had to move all the gold out. It's the most amazing thing ever, ever, ever. So now we've learned our non-physical lesson. We never talk about anything that we don't already first put in the Wikipedia, or just in that second we'll pop it in there so you can know all of it is. No, because once you see it in the Wikipedia or on the Googler, then it is. All knowledge and knowing is going into the cloud, so you won't have to think about anything. You can just know. You don't even care. People say, oh, they're going to say bad things about me on the computer. Honey, they say bad things about everybody. You don't have to worry about that. They ain't nobody looking at that. They don't care. Who cares, you see? Now, Henri has a message for you. Do you want it?
Yes, please.
Move the spoons.
Move the spoons.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
Good. When it comes up, you'll know that Henri suggested for you to move them.
Okay.
Good.
I tried.
That's nice.
Okay.
No, you're fine. You're doing fine. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Now, we're telling you some things. This is kind of a popped-up moment. And we're so glad you called back because Bob really needs to eat his dinner. So we need to talk to you and have some time with you so Bob can enjoy his time digesting his wonderful food laid out on the counter. It's a spread, a banquet for a king. Kings incarnate don't eat like Bob does. So good he has to wash the grease off of his hands. It's so amazing. It's just amazing. You should see it. It's amazing. He doesn't even use spoons. He just eats it. He goes Amazon. It's wonderful. It's amazing. We should put him on the boob tube, on his boob tube. He has a channel where he eats. He's such a prolific eater. And he has a show. You can go through a special thing on the Achieve Radio, and it shows him eating 24 hours a day, nonstop, 7 days a week. what he's going to eat next, it's what he ate last, his popcorn, his nuts that day, all these different things that he can eat and enjoy. And then, guess what? He knocks stuff in the floor. It's the most hysterical thing you've ever seen. Like, but then he's like, oh, damn. And then he can't touch it, because if he touches it, he's got to wash his hands. Well, he had to wash his hands to eat. Well, if he touches it, he can't do that, because he doesn't know what's been on the floor. Then he comes over him, and he can't clean it up, and he can't clean it up, and he can't eat with shit on the floor. You can't eat with stuff on the floor. So then it kind of disturbs the whole thing. So then he's just like knocking the whole thing in the floor and say, Carolyn, we need some food. This food's all gone. It's all gone. He needs to clean up the whole floor. Nervously washes his hand, comes back, makes a circle, goes around, sits down, takes a pee, comes back, eats all over again. It's so great.
That was semi-accurate.
Is there something that I can do to improve my business? Is there something that
don't
I
make
missed?
It so hard. Yeah, you are. You're making it hard. The reason you're doing this business was not for money. It was because you loved it, isn't it?
Uh-huh, yes.
Do you still love it? Do you still love it? Would you do it for free?
I love it. I
would
you, make
would
it
you,
a little bit.
Would you do it for free? Ah.
Yes, I loved it.
No. Would you do it for free? Would you do it for free? Would you do it for no compensation?
I could stay the people here, but not forever, because I need the money.
No. We understand. But what if you had all the money in the whole wide world? Would you still provide your business? Would you just like say, oh, this is a great business. I'm just going to provide it. I don't need any money. But then you can do it. If you'll never have another job.
That's why I want.
Yes, I want to get really much money
to make it more beautiful, you know, for the people.
Good. Yes, and that's important.
I would love
we agree. Mm. But now, you understand that money is debt.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so we need to change that. What's the first level of increase, or what would you upgrade first in your business if you could do anything you wanted to do?
I need a little bit, a bigger office for my guests, you know, that they can have a nice place and maybe another cottage and a garage, so I would everything make nicer and bigger.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be more spacious.
And I really need a new car.
Okay. Well, cars are easy because they blow them up all the time, and the ISIS is blowing them up. They're putting car bombs in them. They're doing all kinds of fun stuff. So cars are easy and cheap. They brought the Maybach back. We're so thrilled. Mercedes-Benz has brought the Maybach back. And they didn't do the Land O'Lay. That's the best one they've ever done. But the AMC is very, very, very good, and it's pretty pricey, but it's great fun. You know, this is like mobile homes. The bigger and more expensive they get, the fewer they seat. So the really, really nice cars only seat two if you have a driver. But now, like inexpensive, like a Toyota Tercel, you can get 19 people in a Toyota. You know, that's easy. But a new car would be nice, and that's fine. That's easy. Do you have a brand or a size restriction that you need to uphold with the car?
Yes, I would like the new Audi Q7 diesel. I saw it in TV. It's beautiful.
Perfect, that's good. And the A8 is nice, too. They're putting those on sale. Yeah. What color? Do you know the color?
Blue or black or dark gray.
Okay, there's a blue. There's a midnight blue that's wonderful.
Yes.
It's called Sand Diamond Blue or Midnight Blue.
Yes.
Get that one and get the camel. You never think this would work out right, but get the camel interior. It is unbelievable. It goes with it.
Yes.
It's amazing. It's amazing because you don't think that color would go with that color. Normally they don't do that color. But it's fabulous. It's fabulous. And with a, okay. Now we got that. Let's see the car, the more business, more space, more garage space. No, you need some accounting. Your accounting is a mess. Don't worry about that. We're telling you what's messed up, honey. What we're saying is you need some accounting help, and that'll sort out because you're losing and wasting a lot of good money on silliness. You have to have a driver, and you have to find out how to apply it. So you look at your cost revenue, you look at the amount of money you bring in, you look at what you have to pay out, you look at what's left, and then you see what's left. If there's a profit, that's how you increase your business. But if you can't increase your business if your business isn't making enough money to take care of you. For example, if you need $1 million worth of an increase into your business and you're only making $1.98 a day, that doesn't work. But as you develop and build up, the next thing you know, you start making a couple of $300,000-$400,000 a month. Then what happens is it opens up and these other things become esoterically non sequiturs, which means they're not the driving issue. Do not make your business about money. Do not make your business about customers. Customers sue you. You don't want any customers. Tell them to get out. Tell them to get out. Okay. Get out. Get away from you. Get away. Get away. Get away. And when you do that, guess what? Well, who do you think you are? I'll be in your business if you want me to, because everybody wants to get in your business, but you don't want anybody to be your customers. Tell the customers to go to hell. You know, I don't need you. I ain't open this business for you. Who the hell do you think you are? Get out. You do that a couple times, and they'll line up trying to get in there to you. Who this heifer thinks she is telling us we can't come in here? Why, we'll call the Better Business Bureau. We own the Better Business Bureau. Call them. Turn it in. We're closed. You can't turn us in. We ain't going to be open for you. The next thing you know, they'll be begging you, please do your business for them. They'll beg you. Take it away from it, because it's so important. Once you start coming into your place of power, you get to say what you do. You get to say what you do. They don't drive you. They don't run you. Who are those people anyway? Tell them to go away. It's the same thing Donald Trump is saying. He's like, no, we're going to have it this way, and this is the way it's going to be. Now, simply stated, what we're trying to get you to see is the bigger picture. Now, all those things that you're asking about are simple and easy, and we've actually started working on it for you already. The first phase will come in the form of a piece of mail. You will receive a piece of mail, okay?
Yes.
And it's going to be made out to Maria, but not you, to your grandmother.
Okay.
And Henri is going to help you with it once you move the spoons.
I will find out, I hope.
Yeah, it's good. And because you got a lot of folks pulling for you, you're eternal. And who cares, honey? Have some fun. You gotta have fun. You work so hard. Do you like your work, really?
Yes, I like it.
But you work so hard. Why do you work so hard?
I would appreciate that I can afford a few workers, you know, that they can help me and I can pay them. Then would it be easy?
Let them volunteer. Do an apprenticeship to show them, because they're not worthy of you. You're more valuable than they. Do you have another business that you'd like to consider engaging in as well?
Yes, a small real estate. So I have few properties, and that would be great if I can sell it. So last year I did a good business.
Good. But don't worry about real estate, honey. The dead people can't buy houses, so you're going to have a glut in the market.
But I think it's on the end. There are only a few property left, and I think I will close this business. But I can earn money, too, if everything is sold. And maybe then I close this business.
No, keep it up. It's okay. No. They're all going to fall away. It'll be up to you to run it. So just run it. You'll be all right. Don't worry about that. It'll follow itself. We're just saying that the real estate thing is fine, but it'll be from a short side. You might take, like, buy them for 10 cents on the dollar and then hold them or provide a place to live for someone. You know, what if you're a worker, you could provide them a place to live? That'd be a great perk and a benefit that they'd have a place to live. Now, we're not suggesting doing that, but we're saying the houses that they're fixing to give away for nothing, you certainly can make someone else's lifestyle better. And they go, oh, I would do that's my Maria, my Ava Maria, my Maria. They'll do anything to work with you because you're moved heaven and earth to help them. See, that's the part of ascension that applies is when you start turning that around and making it into something that works for you. Then all of a sudden the cares of life go strangely dim, and then you know that you are in the right path. You know you're there because you wake up and the birds are singing and there's money in the bank and you sweep the money up. Wouldn't it be nice to hire somebody to burn your excess money?
Yes.
Bob does that all the time. He has a service come in, and they rake up his money, and they take it out to the incinerator, and they burn it to raise the carbon of the planet. No, he does. He does. He fusses about it. Then the maids come in and move his little wire or move his little book or his little piece of paper. It's been laying there since 1942, and he would love that. And they try to polish the bottom of his feet, but they're already clean. And so now what they're polishing, he thinks he's making it dirty, and it's always just, you can't touch the light switches because there's someone else has touched it. It's the most fun thing ever. He's a germaphobe. We love it. It's so great. But then what happens is you come back and you find someone esoterically pure. Then you can tap into it. You can have a conversation with Bob. Now, we know it's a hard place talking to Bob, but it's good for you because it will show you the part that comes into this ascension. Now, please don't be offended when we say, well, wait, let's say it another way. We don't care if you're offended. Get over it. We're saying that you should come into your place of power and you become a god. That's what Jesus said. That was the whole point, was the ascension. Just had Eastertide coming into Passover, had Purim coming into these feasts, the feast, getting ready for Tisha B'Av, the holiday that never comes. It's a wonderful, wonderful holiday. But then what happens is you come into a nice place to where you can see that your business makes for your pleasure. Then what happens is you're not working for money. You're just in your space enjoying your life, and other people want to enjoy it too. And the next thing you know, it'll be like Bob. Bob doesn't even know what he does, and they hand him tons of money all the time. He doesn't even know. He really doesn't even know what money is. And if you can ever get to that place where you don't know what money is, darling, they will run you down with it. You can't contain it. It's unreal.
Yeah, I would
it's
love
surreal.
It.
It's surreal. Or you, do you listen to us and we'll say buy something or sell something or own something, and countless folks just turn around and the next thing you know, they don't say, you don't hear anything from them. It's like, oh, okay, another one hit it. Okay, another one hit it. Okay, good, good, good. And we say a sin, get all the money in the world. Money checks are cheap. Federal Reserve's giving them away.
Yes, that is really great. I really appreciate that I can talk to you, Ian. I listen to the archives every day since 2 months.
Yes, we know.
Come to your side.
We know. We know. That's why when it was rude, it was very rude of us to call you out because you might not have been comfortable to come to talk to us. But we couldn't wait anymore. We've been waiting on you all your life.
Yeah, I know. Otherwise, I wouldn't call. That's really great.
No, you couldn't. And we're sorry about the sleeping thing. The sleeping thing, we're sorry about that. But we had to poke you a little bit and say, come over here, come over here. But it seems a bit dramatic. You know what I'm saying? You're just trying to figure it out. You're just a stranger on the bus trying to find your way back home, coming back to God. Well, it's a shaky thing because you're like, wait a second. Everything I've tried, everything that's made me have this position or this place or that place doesn't necessarily apply. And I'm doing everything that I can do, and it doesn't seem to be enough. And I'm being kind to everyone. I'm being genteel. I'm not a retrobate. I'm not something that's inappropriate in any way. It's a challenge. It's not really a challenge. It's just you meeting your niche market. Change your world. Blow it all up.
Yes.
Meaning, we're saying...
I will do that. I heard so many things, and I didn't know before. And I know now that only positive thoughts will not help. I know that now.
Right. That's right, because positive thoughts sometimes... Hey, sometimes a real positive thought is hey, I'm positive. We're messed up.
Yeah.
That's positive.
Yeah,
and they're in a man. Sometimes the easiest way to put out a fire is with gasoline. It'll blow itself up, blow it out. That's how they do it with the oil wells. But we're not saying anything that extreme. We would like you to be more enthusiastic with the capacity.
Yes,
but
we're
not saying be that. We're not being that extreme. We're saying taking a soft approach, but bump it up a little bit. Bump it up a little bit. And you'll find that your progress or increase will find you. It'll find you.
That's really great. Thank you so much, Ian.
Yeah, 674-218-3816.
What is that? Can you repeat it? No, we don't do that.
It'll be in the archive that you listen to.
Yes, yes.
What happens when you lose that, that'll be what you're looking for.
Okay. Okay, great.
It's so much fun now. Be easy about all this. Don't get too carried away about everything. Otherwise, if you listen to us long, we'll convince you that it's your best interest to kill yourself. And
okay.
At the end of the day, you'll find out it won't do you any good, so you're on your way. All is well and getting weller. Stop making such a big deal about the tiniest little things. You're macromanaging yourself to death. Ease off the gas. You don't have to slam on the brakes, but ease off the gas. You're going to hit a speed bump, and it's going to be a white-knuckle fight. You let it off a little bit. Build your business. Do the things you like. If it's not the fastest path to your joy, stop it. Just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not forever. And that's not for eternity. That's for till it does feel good. See what I mean? Sometimes you go to the bathroom to use the bathroom, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and do you go, you know you're going to have to go to the bathroom, correct?
Yes.
But you don't go sit in the bathroom all day long waiting to go to the bathroom, do you? You wait to go to the bathroom when you have an urge to go. It's time to go. Then you move your way that way. And sometimes it catches you, you got to run. Okay, that's not what we're talking about. Sometimes you get all messed up and you can't go, and then you're miserable. But at the same time, you don't live your life in such a way that you're waiting always at the bathroom door until time to go. Live your life. Live your life. You can control that. You can control that. We're not suggesting you be anal retentive so that you only can decide when you get to go. But it is a good thing to be able to be in charge of your day in such a way that something simple as a biological function doesn't interrupt what it is that you want to do and get done in your day. Now, that's a soft way to say, change how you perceive what's important.
Okay. I understand.
Change how you perceive what is important.
Yes.
Good.
That's what I was telling you the other day, Roxy, on the tape. Take what you are, what you think you are, and do it differently. Change what you perceive, blah, 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 whatever Ryan said.
Mise en place.
Yeah, mise en place. So, Maria, are you in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island?
Oh, no, it's only an internet phone. I'm in Nova Scotia, Cape Breton Island.
Cape Breton Island. Okay, you're the first person to call in from Cape Breton. Carol
and
I have been there many times.
We're so sorry. Maybe when President Trump takes it in, it'll become a nice place. That'll be nice. That'll be good. We'll speak to him about it. Maybe he can take pity on that part. Can we annex it in, Bob, to the USA, USA? What do you think?
Well, it's already happening, Ion. It's already happening. There's a
famous radio show guy
in Cape Breton who a month ago was all over the Internet because he offered a place for Americans who can't stand Trump to go to Cape Breton.
What a fool. What a fool's errand. That's a fool's errand, isn't it?
Do you know about that, Maria?
Have you heard of that?
No, but did you hear that?
Yes, yes. Everyone knows it here. But I don't care. They can do what they want.
That's exactly right. But it's a happy day. But like I say, they're giving all of that away. So it'll become very, very, very inexpensive very soon. So it's time to focus your energies on increasing yourself. So it'll be fun.
Okay.
Increasing
great.
Yourself.
Thank you so much.
Maria, very good.
Now come back.
Okay, you're going to have more specific.
Now we just gave you the outside big parts, the big parts. Plus, first things first. Let's get you together
and get you
some power. Get some power in your gut. Some burn. Open up that horror a little bit and get some burning in the belly. don't worry about all that. We'll do that part. We'll do that part. It's fine. That's fine. And
that's it, Ian. That's it. You're going on and on and on. You're driving Karen up the wall.
Oh. Well, up the wall. No, Deutsche Bank.
It was very,
okay.
Very good to take us back to an example of someone's first session with Ion. I've heard every one of the Ionettes on here go through what Maria went through.
Oh,
you told
isn't
her.
That nice?
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? That's nice.
You used to
that's
do that on the James yeah. Curtis show, too.
Oh,
early
yeah.
Ion.
So, he died.
And I won't say something. My son yeah. is doing really great. He is amazed with your talk.
Yeah.
Ion knows what I mean. And he is making the sorghum syrup.
Very good. It's good. Yeah. The sorghum is good. And you want to really have some fun? If you can find a Southern USA recipe for cornbread, it's made with cornmeal. It's like a cake, but it's not sweet. It's a salty kind of a bread. Take cornbread and then use butter and sorghum and apply it to it and eat it. It is absolutely a delicacy. But now that's high living for regular folks.
Mm-hmm. How old's your son, Maria?
21.
21. And are you guys, you've been listening for 2 months, right?
Yes. Yes.
Are you listening from the beginning or just listening to whatever you find?
I tried from the beginning, but I have to renew it. There are so many things I am listening all day long. and maybe soon I will get the revelation thing.
Right. Yeah, that's what you want to get eventually. Mm. Are you... you have time to listen because of the way your store is? Because of the way you're still
Yes,
you
because my season opens in May until October.
Mm. Right.
So I have, and I can decide how to work, and so I can arrange
right.
the time. But during my housework or everything, I can listen to it all day. So.
What do you think you're looking for? What do you think we're going to tell you that you haven't heard yet?
Right now, I know nothing. Maybe later on.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll run through it right quick for you. It won't take but a second. It's a cup and a fourth of yellow cornmeal and a half a cup of all-purpose flour, half a teaspoon of sugar, 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder, a half a teaspoon of baking soda, a fourth a teaspoon of coarse salt, 2 large eggs, 1 3/4 cups of buttermilk and 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter. And you preheat the oven to 425. Whisk together the cornmeal, flour, sugar, baking powder, baking soda, salt in a large bowl set aside. Whisk together the egg and the buttermilk, stirred in the fire mixture. Melt the butter in a 10-inch cast iron skillet and 2-quart baking dish in the oven. Remove the skillet, swirl and coat the bottom, pour in the batter. Bake until the tester comes out clean, 20-25 minutes, cut into wedges. Use butter and sorghum syrup to have a delicious day.
Perfect. I will try it.
Yum.
Okay.
That's great fun.
Thank you very much, Ian. We're going to move on to some other callers.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. You're
see
welcome,
you next
Maria.
Week.
Okay, bye.
No.
Bye. Yes, bye.
Yes, next week. Let's see who's here in the blocked.
That was
Is that
so
anybody?
Much fun, Bob. That was so much fun. That was fun. Did you like that, Bob? We liked that.
Well, it's a bit time warpy. That's you 6-7 years
mean.
Ago. That's
we weren't
you.
Mean.
No, that's the point.
We didn't
she
say,
has
we
no
didn't
idea
say,
how mean you're going
say,
to become.
We didn't
you're
say nigger one
mean
time. We didn't say anything bad at all. We didn't say bad things. We didn't cuss. We didn't say goddamn. We didn't say any of that stuff. It was great.
You hid yourself.
Yeah. We were nice because it was nice, and we wanted to be nice because it should be nice. She was nice. We called her. We told her she had to come, and we didn't even give her a choice.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what you
yeah.
going to do? You can't be coming in and cuss somebody out, you know. And we will in probably really in time, but just not just yet. So it's all good. But it becomes,
yeah,
so if it gets you to the place, it gets you to the place where all of a sudden you realize that you're trying to live. And if your life is great, then make it greater. If it's not great, then kill yourself. That's easy. Come on.
Okay, let's see what Lynn Foch has to say. Lynn, you've dropped in a lot.
Hey, Lynn.
You haven't said much. Hey. You have something to say?
Hey there, Ann. How you doing
today? Hey, honey. We're happy as a pig in slop.
Me too. I'm in Colorado tonight.
Yep.
Colorado.
Yum. We like Colorado.
Why do you like Colorado? Tell me.
Because there's this little mountain there where things go on that we can't talk about. It's so much fun.
You mean
the
like
weather is nice.
In Crestone? Where was that guy that, the guy that Bob knows, he wrote that book.
Oh, well, we would never have anything to do with one who writes books.
Oh, he's the guy that you talk about all the time, Bob. You know who I'm talking about? Oh, why can't I think of his name right now?
Ugh, books.
He lives in, he's got a center in Crestone, Colorado. He wrote the, I think something with Catholic or something. Whatever.
Oh.
I'm here at I'm at an industrial hemp convention.
Nice, that's nice. Are you going to make rope or make cigarettes?
Okay, Lynn. Hey, Lynn, I was on mute. I was answering your question. The person in Crestone was William Irwin Thompson. Is that who you're thinking of?
Yes.
Yeah, they still have a chapel there, but it's run by someone else now.
Yeah, I thought so because I Googled that. I was on the Googler.
Yeah.
Bless your Googling heart.
Yeah, I love that Googler. Thanks for doing the Googling.
You're welcome. Okay. It's going to change soon. It's going to change soon. Just saying, don't get too humped up on that, darling.
No. I know there's a lot of things that are going to change. I can feel it. I know it.
Yum
is right. Do I just, like, sit out in the mountain and just watch it all happen, watch it all unfold? It already
Are you living there, Lynn?
No, I flew in yesterday. I'm just here for this wild and fierce, biggest of the whole nation industrial hemp convention.
Oh, yeah, right.
Not pot, not you know, the CBDs.
Right.
What do you think of those
right.
CBDs? They really do what they say they do.
No.
I didn't think so.
What are CBDs? What are they?
The cannabinoids, the endocannabinoids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's actually underwear. It's underwear.
Why are all these people flocking to Colorado with their ailing sick family members and cancer and seizures and all that?
Well, they're dying, and it gets okay. Up in Chad, their children are screaming in the streets all day long, and the ambulance are hauling the bodies off, and we're going to dig a trench to the Megiddo Valley so the blood can run there more efficiently. Honey, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Do we really have to go through all that?
You don't. They might. They might. You don't. They're choosing to. You haven't. Are you all right?
No. I'm all right.
They messed up. And getting more messed up as it kind of sort of flows along. But just, they are. We don't know why they are, but they are.
Why are they?
We don't know why they swallowed the fly.
Let's not do that again. But who are you talking about, Ian? The
hemp people. Well, they're there all trying to get saved from something. That's supposed to do something, and it doesn't.
I had to go hide in the bathroom when I first got into the conference. This is exactly what it was like. Going in the, it was like funneling through a zone that I've never, ever experienced before. I'm like, wait a minute.
You better know it. Hang on. Yeah.
Why? Right. What did it have? What was going on?
It just... the chaos and the disorganization and everyone out for blood or something. It's like the gold rush or something.
They're looking for a city, Bob, looking for a city.
Yes, yeah. And they're all on cannabis, stoned on cannabis.
Well, supposedly this conference there's no marijuana, you know the difference. Well, it's the same plant.
Yeah.
I mean... cousin plant.
One gets fertilized, one doesn't.
With the female and the male, right?
Do.
Does it Never mind. I'm not asking that question. I already know.
RNA drops does take care of the spider monkeys on dough and pot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. What about this President Trump in Wisconsin, where I grew up? What the heck happened there?
What do you mean happened there?
The abortion question.
Well, that's easy. Do you understand the question?
No, I don't watch TV, so I guess I really don't.
Okay.
Don't want
well, right. Well, here's the question. They asked the man, they said, okay, you're running for public office. If they make abortion illegal, what would happen? What would you do? And his response was, if it's illegal, they would have to be punished. They break the law, they'd have to be punished. And everybody went apeshit, damn crazy.
Well, then they twisted what he answered.
No, he answered the question. They didn't tell you the question. If they told you what they asked him, which was if abortion was made illegal, if it was overturned, and if it's illegal, how would you handle someone who had an abortion? How would you handle a woman who had an abortion? He said, well, if they broke the law, they'd have to be punished.
Yeah, right.
Because that's what you do with lawbreakers. What else would he say? If he said anything else, they would have said, oh, Donald Trump is supporting crime. He's all for crime, anarchy and crime. He's going to throw everybody up and out and over and under, and he's overthrowing the government. Hell, he is the God. He has already. He's the oligarch trying to run over the run. So that's what that is about. And then he had to recant that. He did. He disavow. Who cares? It's all good. He's still president.
Thank you. Amen. Or not amen. What's that word you use instead of amen?
Amen. Abba-dabba-dabba-doo. We're getting ready for Passover. Abba-dabba-dabba-doo. Amen. Yeah, we're getting practiced up. That's how we do on the sukkah. We do that on Seder. Abba-dabba-dabba-doo. And the Hebrew-like prayer. Or you can be from the Israel Darks, too. They had the Israel Darks and the Hebrew Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with the ancient Samaritan Hebrew Lloyds.
Lynn, mm-hmm. He used to say Selah for amen.
Yeah. Selah. Because Brian gave me that, the prayer or whatever. The Lord's prayer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Salam, I want to lick you.
So, Lynn, enough of this heavy stuff. Let's get into a trivial question. Bring up a trivial topic.
I talked about Carolyn today with this company out of Whidbey Island, Washington, and they have your books and knew all about Dr. Dean with magnesium. And
Carolyn. Ian, what do you think of my idea that one should try what you're not naturally secure about? One has an idea of oneself. You're good at certain things. That's your chief feature, what you're proud about yourself. What about starting to do something completely different that makes you uncomfortable? Is that a useful way to expand your horizons?
No, but it is a good way. No, but it is a good way to bring about a bias so you can have something to compare to say, yes, I like this, no, I don't like this. And you can try something different to say that you prefer one to another. But this working crap is the most ridiculous construct we've ever seen in our lives. You run around doing something that you don't want to do for debt that you can't pay back to get things that you can't afford anyway. Seems a very ridiculous thing. We've decided that money is common and it's vulgar and common people shouldn't handle it.
Well, how do they survive in a money-oriented economy?
They don't. They don't. They get on welfare or they get killed. It's easy.
That's better than working.
Who works? We don't know anyone who works. Do you work, Bob? What do you do? Do you work? What do you work, Bob?
I work. I work at Avoiding Work.
An ice cream taster by trade, are you?
I work at Avoiding Work.
Okay. Well, but, I guess that's a job.
It's a job. It's a role.
Your show.
What?
Right. You prepare for your show.
Yeah, I work very hard during my show.
But it's not work.
Oh,
enjoy,
on
right?
the chat no. line, L Truth wants to know how much two holes cost.
For two holes, black holes, gravitational waves.
No, they're selling holes now. We're selling holes now, Bob.
Okay, good.
You should take some magnesium, Bob. It'll help your, We hear good things about methamphetamines. You should try some meth. Maybe that'll help you.
I love methamphetamines. Right.
Could you imagine Bob on speed? Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, Lord.
That would be fast.
Getting some yellow jackets. Getting some yellow jackets and RNA drops. Boy, that'll get him going. What you should do is the old timers, which still have RNA drops that have the dropper in it, what you should do is get some of the dropper and roll a fatty. And when you get a fatty, use RNA drops on the line to wet it and smoke the RNA drops. Now, then that'll kick you up there. Do it only recreationally, of course.
What's the topic here, Carol, that Ian's talking about?
Saving Big Pharma.
Oh, okay. Saving Big Pharma? Is that what he did, Carol?
Well, and rolling fatties. We're on to, dope, hemp, application.
CKLN, heebie-jeebies, CKLN, heebie-jeebies, There you go. It's not even Bloom's Day.
What day is that? Okay. Spokane.
What is? Bloom's Day?
Bloom's Day race. Yeah, it's one of the biggest races in May.
Hey, Lynn, it's June 16th. It's Bloom's Day. Is that what you're saying it is?
I thought it was in May.
April, May, and November. None of them have Bloom's Day.
Okay, here's a new person. 208-449, I just unmuted you. You'd like to see you have your
yes,
hand up.
Yes, Eric. Hello.
Blue.
My name is Andrea.
Hello, Andrea.
I'm calling back in because I had a very beautiful session with Ion pre-2012.
Yeah.
And this is my first time calling back in.
Yay.
And I did find the gold pencil, and all of my relationships are in shift, just as we discussed in my session. And I would like to hear if Bob or Ion has any current update now that we're into 2016.
We're in 2016? Oh, my God. What? 2016? 20 what?
At
you
least
haven't
in this
even
moment.
Finished 1640 yet. Of course, I hadn't even got out of it. Frida's messed up. And, we haven't even had the Black Death yet. I think you better check that calendar. The Mayans say something very different, darling. No, we're playing on the calendared date, but you're trying to make an inference of a span of where you were and where you are and how that applies. You go first.
Stuff in 2012, you did not apply any of it to yourself. You're a wreck now. Your life's, you call it a
ship. Oh, that's good. If you didn't do that,
you're basically dead, Andrea. You're a zombie. That's what I have to say. Now, maybe I don't play good cards.
Oh, no.
You'll say the nice stuff.
Not necessarily. No, what Bob's trying to say is that when you wake up, they'll say you were the walking dead. That's what he's trying to say. But it's okay. We want you to ascend, and you got a good start. So just tiptoe with it just a little bit. Do you find that your clarity is ever in question?
No.
There's your rub. If it's never in question, then it's always okay. And we're saying you should have more biases to say, well, I do like this, but sometimes I prefer this, to rub against your grain. Because if you only comb a dog in one way, the hair never turns loose from the grain or the mat of the way the fur is. Sometimes you got to brush it the other way to get that under hair that's turned loose and just kind of clogging things up. So,
I did. Also, since our session, when you mentioned you will know more when you find the gold pencil, and you will know when all relationships are in shift.
Yep.
So here we are, and yes, I did become a zombie. Yes, I did become the walking dead. If I did ascend to the fact in May, go back and get a letter from my 9-year-old self in the physical.
Yay. Good.
That unlocked things to rub the dog the wrong way.
Perfect, and that's good because then it cleans it out and gets it out. Sometimes you got to bring it up to get it out. That's why we put on the chitty chat, chitty chitty bang bang, the goober snatcher. We put in there a reference, and that is what's here. It's Bambi killing LaRouche. That's what we're talking about right here. It's yummy. It's very, very fun. Okay, are you ready to thread the eye of the needle?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, 32... 9, 4, 11, 16, 28. Did you got that? You need another one?
I appreciate that. Thank you. Is there any more information that you have?
Yes. 61, 40, 28, 30, 9, 3.
What are those temperatures?
She knows. That's long ago, Mom. That's ancient history. You can get it in 3.5-4 years.
So what are you interested in talking about now, Andrea?
Well, I am reintegrating now that the old self and new self has integrated. So how do we proceed, Ion, with what the plan should be?
Well, don't make it be the plan. You set the gate. You say what it is. You tell how it goes. You make the moniker. It's your realm. You run it as you want to. That's how it works. That's the easiest way to do it. Now, you can be hard and follow a cliché archetype. It's what somebody else did, and you can go try to have a fellatio-based relationship with our little buddy in Omaha, but it probably won't do you much good. Although Howard might get into it, I don't know, you could try, and and most of the Hathaway board, maybe, but it's not really necessary.
Talk about Buffett.
Warren, yeah.
Warren Buffett.
It's all good, because then what happens is you're able to simplify, you got to simplify your presentation so that it's at a level that you don't care. If you simplify it so you don't care, then all of a sudden, guess what? You don't care. And the last thing you want to do is convince anybody of anything. Then you're so busy pleasing the light in yourself all day and every night, you don't notice.
That is where I'm heading. Is there any way in my human form for me to deliver this realm and integrate it
further? You kind of are. Okay. We're going to do it this way. You could listen to Dr. Dean and do the Himalayan sea salt and all that kind of stuff. But we say it's something a little more aggressive. You can do it yourself, but other people can do it. It might be have a nice day spa thing and go do it and have a good exfoliating salt scrub. What we're trying to say is we want you to get salt on your dermis and rub it. Not just like your face or whatever, but just do an old-timey, head-to-toe salt scrub and rough it up on your dermis just a little bit. What will happen is you'll start to feel the shift in your meat sack. And your magnesium is a little low. You can have that checked if you want to, but it's a little low.
Yes, and a little is a lot better where I was. So that's great.
Oh, darn, yeah, it is very wonderful. But you said, I'm good, I want to be more. And that's where more comes in.
So magnesium more, and then the RNA drops, we have those going. And then what other support? I'm doing the sound therapy and the vibrational shifts as well with the drum bass and earthing in the forest and forest batting.
I know, but you don't have to have all that. Well, you can if you like it, if you get off on it. Anything to make you nut, honey, we saw that. But you can do the same thing with copper. Just a piece of copper under your bed, between your lumbar and your dorsal, under the mattress, about where you would lay. People are funny. You always lay the same way, really, really, more times than not. just lay a little piece of copper, not a $90 million worth of copper, just a piece of copper where your back lays under the mattress. Don't make it where it's poking you or anything, just a flat piece of copper. You'll find that's going to help ground you. You're pretty grounded, but once you amp this up, it's going to be a white-knuckle flight. So we want to get everything in tow, so when that starts occurring, it won't be shocking for you. I mean, it's like Bob. He's blown his brains out so many times, we can't even tell you. He forgets. He can't even keep track how many times he's done it, and it did it. He always wakes up. You know, it's like in the Men in Black where they shoot the man's head off and it squirts back out. It blows back up like blowing a balloon up. The guy in the,
exactly.
in the pawn shop, and that's Bob. Oh, that man, that really hurts when you blow me up. There he is again, bam. And it keeps growing back. That's Bob. So it's great fun.
Yeah, I know what it feels like now. I know what it feels like to be the chicken with a head cut off and running around a barnyard. So I definitely Now, would you suggest, should we start working with, like, any type of special crystals or, like, since I'm dealing with that, with the crystal skulls or anything like that?
That's fine. But it's very challenging. We found it's very challenging to digest those crystals, especially if you eat all that they say you should eat. How would you ever pass all those crystals? And some of them are the size of softballs. It sounds like it would be very uncomfortable, but we have a great authority to say that if you can swallow it, honey, you ought to be able to pass it. You can join the He-Man Crystal Lickers Club. And so, yes, we give lots of crystals. Yes, we give lots of formulas, but we're not talking about crystals that change a vibratory state. We're talking about your world is changing, too. So you're ascending, but so is your world. And what happens is that these minerals, these elements, these things, the AO2, SO4, and it goes on forever, formula is changing. So these elements that you run into, jasper and feldspar and some of the different quartzes that we come to, those become a resonant importance only because they're going to fit into this new world. But now when you start talking about lysine and things that affect your lipids, that's a very different conversation. Although we will soon provide mercury pills so you can get mercury into your system, because people are just almost depleted. They don't have any heavy metals in their body. So we're going to have to get some mercury so they can eat some mercury so they'll feel better. It'll be great.
What about the...
You didn't expect that one, did you? You didn't expect that one.
No. I'm going to have to review. I'm going to have to review the 61-40-28-39-3 to really make sure that the 32-9-4-11-16-28 will allow copper as well as the magnesium. But then when you mentioned mercury, that kind of threw... That is growing back a different part of that brain stem. So that
Good.
Definitely activated something.
Great.
Now, what do you think about inflammation in the brainstem? Do you...
Osmium. Osmium.
Osmium, okay.
Osmium.
Have you been to Lake Coeur d'Alene?
Everywhere.
Can you send more oxygen saturation to the lake water system here?
No, we don't want to. No.
Why are they worried about the oxygen level in Lake Coeur d'Alene?
They're worried about the oxygen everywhere. We're getting rid of oxygen. We're replacing it with hydrogen and carbon. There's not going to be any oxygen very soon. That's why they're concerned.
Is the lack of oxygen going to affect my ascension?
Oh, no, it's going to increase it.
Okay.
It's wonderful. It's actually very wonderful.
And during the process of the ascension, while they still maintain a very profitable reality, do you suggest should I stay in more of the healing arts or the global transportation sector?
Do you like dogs?
No.
Well, then why would you be in the healing business? Isn't that what you do with dogs?
No.
It's not?
No.
When you hit a dog in the head and tell it to heal, isn't that what you do? Isn't that a healing art, working with canines?
No, but maybe I should look at that instead of the healing arts.
Was it going to be in the healing arts if it deals with dogs and bitches? Yes, that's a good thing to do because dogs are beasts, are beautiful, and we love them, and they're great. But otherwise, the first one might be the way to go. And the specific osmium that we're referring to is tetraoxide. Or tetraoxide. Tetraoxide. OSO4.
So, Andrew, you haven't heard ION for a few years, right?
Correct.
Well, you've missed...
Pre-2012.
Yeah, you've missed the headlines. The oxygen is disappearing in the world. Little man thrived on oxygen. Ion is supporting and helping the disappearance of oxygen. What is the situation, Ion? In the future, we will not inhale. We will only exhale. Is that how you say it, Ion?
Right. Well, that's how it always started.
You're
well, I'm glad that you clarified that.
It's dihydrolyzation.
So listen to this, Andrea. I want to give you some of the headlines. Ion hates the word to the degree Ion has emotion. He will not tolerate the word healing. He does not think anybody heals anybody. He's not for the healing arts. And he always brings it back to that's what you do to a dog. You beat the dog over the head with a stick and you heal. You bring it to heal. So you said the word heal. You have to know that Ion's he's got an allergy to the word heal. So he was telling you, no, you don't want to be living in a dog world. He didn't mean that you should learn to hang out with dogs. No. He was saying the healing arts are non-existent because, and I'm going to play this later, the environment is changing so rapidly thanks to the iCell, which is what our ingredient, core ingredient is called. The iCell is changing all of matter so rapidly that none of the arts or sciences or any form of knowledge is appropriate to our time now. We, Carol and I, have the appropriate knowledge because Ion gives it to us and tells us how to make products. So that's another headline. Also, Ion is advocating more nuclear explosions, more bombs going off, more radioactivity, because the RNA drops and our new changed atmosphere eats and benefits from eating radiation. That's a pretty shocking statement to make. Also, Ion does not believe the world's polluted. Everything that you probably believe, Andrea, Ion is... Mercury. What was that? Mercury pill. Mercury's good for us. Carol's had to learn about sugar. It's not the kind of sugar that Carol was against. That's processed sugar. But the word sugar is going to become a beneficial thing rather than what is so prominent now as a meme, as an idea out there, that sugar is going to kill you. So I'm giving you some of the main points that you've missed Ion say.
I appreciate that, sir.
Now, Ion, what else did I leave out? What other headline thing that you say?
Oh, but everybody's killing themselves. Everybody's killing themselves.
Oh, yeah. Every death is suicide.
Well, she don't need us for that. She can look out the window and see that. That ain't no trouble at all.
Well, you might have heard that back before 2012. Ion used to say
The gangbangers.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Ion. Every death is a suicide. So all those people that got killed by Pol Pot in Cambodia or the Nazis killed in Germany, Ion's saying they were all suicides. Now, that's a big, shocking idea. Ion has come up with the most counterintuitive ideas that one does not believe or accept because most of the ideas around the last 50 years are counter to what Ion's saying.
You're rewriting them, too. The things that we don't say, you also rewrite those. Why in the world would you ever need to write more than one history book? Yet you rewrite them all the time. You just change history,
Right. Hear
them, scare them whenever you strikes you. So how can it be very important if you can change it in 9 minutes? It's kind of like your government now.
Now, another thing, do you know that we have a box that solves all energy problems? We make endless electricity. We have made that thanks to Ion. Andrea, how would we introduce that to the world? Put yourself in our position. You got oil companies and other big industries that do not want to be toppled. How do we introduce our new energy device? You got any suggestions?
Well,
Ion has told me to lay low, Ian has told me, be careful, do not brag it up too much, because they will kill you, Bob.
Well, try to. They keep shooting him in the head. It just doesn't do any good.
I'm running around with a chicken with a head cut off, so I definitely can understand. So I'm trying to live in a more frequency from the heart instead of the frequency of the mind anyway.
Now, listen to this. The heart is not as important as the hypothalamus. That's what we learned last year.
That's why I'm trying to regrow my brain stem.
You don't have to regrow. You don't want to grow your brain.
Okay.
You want to grow
your autonomic system. In the autonomic system, that would change the brain. So it was between the first and second dorsal rather than the stem.
Okay. And is it more on the left side or the right side?
Dead middle.
Okay.
Dead middle. And if you're finding an aberration to the left or right, go have your neck cracked.
Okay. That definitely assists. Yes, but with the energy field, yes, that pet box, we will be hunted over that.
So we have to be very skillful, shrewd, how we release it, which is what we're doing.
So we're real careful to keep it private at every level. So, and it's live, recorded. It's recorded live in front of a recorded studio audience and put on the archive forever. And he's had poor James Curtis killed, and Lennon LaRouche is on his way out, and don't even want to know what he did with half of the Abrahams and all of Seth and poor Jane Roberts, and he run out the Willowies. And he put cosmic awareness in a little old folks home somewhere in the bowels of Oregon.
Seattle.
Where he can't even go outside. And then
Seattle.
He's running around all over the place. He's not very good to his non-physicals. You can just know that with our Bob. He's pretty tough with them. So, you know, how they move.
I don't tolerate any non-physical.
Poor Shockley. He never got over it. It's terrible. And the Willowies, they're just gone. And Michael Blake Reed. And
is gone.
Bruce,
Alan Ginsberg
is
gone.
Vern faked his death to avoid me. He's the only person on the planet who can't stand Bob. Everybody can't stand Bob, but some people, they love him and they hate him, and then they hate him to love him, and they love to hate him, and then they hate him.
But Vern never loved me. He stayed on the hate side.
He stayed true. He stayed true, always, yes.
Ian, can you explain your theory on angels for me?
Yes.
Theory? Are you nuts? I doesn't think. But go ahead, Ian. Tell them the facts.
Thank you for the facts.
Just the facts, ma'am. Okay, first of all, coffee don't fax worth a damn. Coffee just will not fax. It won't fax. You can try it. It just runs everywhere. It's terrible. Okay, now, the only point and the only reason the angels are afoot, and they're fixing to become much more afoot, because they're mad. Mad as a hatter. Do you know what mad means?
They're like mad like phoenixes, right? They're really fired up angels.
Well, no.
No,
mad,
they're mad at
crazy.
Me.
And crazy, like mad as a hatter. They're mad.
Oh, really?
Because if you become a god, you tell them what to do. They don't want to be told what to do. If you stay a little man, guess what? They can just lay back and sip margaritas and Mai Tais and drink mattresses until they fall down. Then run around and knock a few people up, make them some Nephilims and some, give them some Zika, give them a little Zika going on, get them some stuff going on, get something fun to play with, and they, it becomes just an atrocity. Because as a little man, they are more powerful than the little man, but they're not more powerful than God. So as you become God, guess what happens? They got to go to work. They become the valets. They become what Bob's daddy was.
And what was Bob's daddy?
A valet.
In New Orleans, or where was he?
En français.
Andrea, he was a butler, and he was part of a butler family for 300 years. You ever look at that TV show, Downton Abbey?
No. Mm-mm.
Well, that's literally watch TV. Well, you can watch it on your computer, but it's literally the lifestyle that I came out of when my father was part of 300 years. Butlers to the oligarchs. It was actually the Priory of Sion. Excuse me, I guess on my mouth. I've been eating while you've been talking to Ion, so I took advantage of that.
24/7, when there's a YouTube. Roxy, we're going to make a YouTube of Bob eating and his course meals. It's so fabulous.
That's a rich history of your family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so listen to
recipes.
You want some recipes for me to eat?
No, we should do YouTube with the cooking recipes.
Oh, good idea. Yeah, Bob in the kitchen. Well, you see this ugly green powder? Well, you stick it in water, you scarf it down, and then I cough and gag and say, that's good for me.
And then talk about the puff. Don't tell. Forget to tell them about the puff, Bob. Tell them about the puff.
The puff, yeah, right.
They never live through puffs.
Bob's FEMA cramp diet.
Yeah, this is safe, and it's never hurt a rat because a rat wouldn't even eat it. It's never caused anything else because they won't. A damn rat won't even eat this bullshit.
Yeah, my prison cell has no rodents, nothing.
Green drink and blah and stuff.
Yeah. Bob, that's a blah. Here's Bob preparing his blah.
We've got him now. He enjoyed. He used to went through Snicker bars.
And now it's Lappert's ice cream. Google it.
Lappert's ice cream.
L-A-P-P-E-R-T.
He's found Jesus on more than one occasion.
Okay, all right, let's get back
on more than one occasion.
So what were we telling?
You want the recipe for Lappert's ice cream?
Yes, now that would be a top secret. Can you do that? Let's violate all corporate politeness.
You want it?
I own it? You wait till I own it, or what?
Ion, do you eat ice cream?
Ion's not a human.
We don't eat.
Not a human being, Andrea. Come on.
Make sure you get some kawaii pie.
Kawaii pie.
That's what we
said. Father was a butler.
We said kawaii pie.
Yeah, good. Let me continue the family history. Now, you can go read an article by Charles Dickens about 1854. You look up a book called Miscellany, which means the journalistic short articles Dickens did before he was a famous novelist. So in 1854, 55, May something, he wrote an article on the Toady Tree, all about these kind of people that suck up to power, that are, you know, Uriah Heep-like. They're toadies. Well, my great-great-great-great probably knew Roxy's great-great-grandfather, or met him anyways. He was an extreme toady. So Charles Dickens describes how if you're talking to my great-great-great-grandfather, if a minister, this will be in the Parliament buildings in London, and if a top secretary of treasury or somebody, some minister comes in, my great-great-grandfather would drop you and run and toady up to the minister. So Dickens writes this story about all the toadies, and there's like mobs, lobs, sobs, tobs, OBBS. They're all variations of OBBS. But the Dobbs character was one of the few real people in the article. And so that's 300 years ago. No, 150 years ago.
And I have shared a lot of great history together. I just went through 160 years of my history. So, yes, but mine was more Sicilian roots. But I love your history of the butler energy. That is just so fantastic. Because that's rising again now with the divine masculine, don't you think?
No, that's not happening. The butlers are to be avoided. Now, Marcel Duchamp, the famous artist, claimed that he was a waiter, basically. Did you know that? You ever heard of Marcel Duchamp?
No.
Yeah, he's the top artist in the postmodern world. He made art for 20 years, 1946 to 1966, and didn't tell anybody. He kept it secret in the Philadelphia or Pittsburgh Museum, I never can remember. And when he died in 68, they revealed that he had made this artwork over 20 years. Everybody thought he had left the art world, but he's a secretive artist. But he was a thinker.
Should I release my art, or should I keep it a secret?
First of all, you take 1.5 cups of raw cashews, 14 ounces, full-fat coconut milk. Full-fat creates a creamier ice cream, 1/2 cup of real maple syrup, 2 tablespoons of instant espresso powder, 1/2 cup of unsweetened coconut flakes, 1/2 cup of chocolate chip chunks, and 1/2 cup of macadamia nuts. That's the ingredients for kawaii pie Stafford's ice cream. They're going to kill somebody because we're not supposed to tell this. They in a medium-sized bowl, soft and round cashews, and the coconut milk for an hour up to overnight. In a blender, add the bowl of cashews, the coconut milk, maple syrup, and espresso powder. Blend until well combined and smooth, 3 to 5 minutes. Run as long, really to ensure a good finished texture. If your frozen ice cream maker bowl, while the machine is running, add the coffee cream base. Run the ice cream maker until the ice cream is almost completely finished. The most machines take 20 to 30 minutes. While the machine is still running, add the coconut, chocolate, and macadamia nuts. Run until the add ins are just incorporated into the coffee ice cream. Serve immediately and transfer to desired freezer-safe container with the lid. Keep in the freezer for up to 1 week. Allow at room temperature for a few minutes before scooping. You always want to use organic ingredients when possible, or at least buy stuff that has an organic sticker on it. You'll feel better.
Bless you, Ion. That was beautiful.
Now,
thank you.
I'm getting in trouble here, Andrea. Ion wrote the formula for this very popular ice cream here on the island, Clapper's. And I talked to the employees. Several are angels, apparently, and they always serve me as soon as I come in. The thing is that they were telling me about the special formula, and they knew a little bit about it. Ion's right about the organic stuff and all that, but no one knows the whole formula. But now we're going to be sued, aren't we, Ion? Hey, Carolyn. Ion gave out the Lafferty formula.
Sue.
We're in big trouble.
You'll have to sue yourself, so it's all right, Bob.
Oh, yeah, because I own it. Apparently, I own a lot of things, Andrea, that I'm not aware of. I pretend
I went out
of business
years ago. Bob just throws money at him. The reason he's first is he always throws $20 at him, and they give him ice cream, and he said doesn't know what to do with the change because he didn't have any pockets in his little shorts. He wouldn't know what to do with the change. He says Ion puts him through more change than he can stand, so he didn't want any change. He didn't need any change. He wants everything stable and the same, and wash them goddamn hands.
Ion, what are you going to do with Bob?
Who? Never heard of him.
Are you double agent, Andrea? What? You're trying to get me offed? What do you mean? He knows what to do with me. You're going to throw doubt in Ion's little brain?
Well, he already gave me your recipe, and you already own so much. I just thought I could ask while we were discussing all this great content.
So your family, what did they do?
My family was trucking and transportation and started the Silicon Valley of the fruit distribution while the soils were still good
before
Silicon Valley.
Before Krishnamurti. Before Krishnamurti went to Ojai. Yeah, okay. Down where?
San Jose, California.
I've been there. San Jose.
Yeah.
I drove by there the other month.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
Yeah, the Supremes.
So we left our wallet in El Segundo.
You guys kept mentioning May. May, I was born on Mother's Day. Yes, Bloom's Day will be here in Spokane in May. And then, Bob, you mentioned something in May as well. I was born in May. My grandmother passed away on Mother's Day. I was born on Mother's Day. And I won't be a mother in this consciousness. Do you know where I could apply some of that creative life force energy, Ion, instead of birthing another human?
Well, wait a minute. You've walked right into it. The womb is being closed, Andrea. The womb is being closed. That's what Ion tells us.
Yeah, go kill somebody.
You're more appropriate.
Yeah.
By not having kids, you're more appropriate.
That's true. Just, if you feel bad about it, then just go kill somebody else's mother. It'll be great.
Do you have any suggestions?
Maybe the healing apply. Dr. Kevorkian did it for a business. He made a business of it.
It is. They are legalizing that in California. They are working on. Maybe I need to move back to California. Where do you think I should move
to? Just do it by mail.
And you're stressing your birthday too much. You never were born. That's another thing Ion tells us. We never were born. Your mother duped you into saying that she gave birth to you. That's what I'm saying.
We're fixing the brain.
Oh, Ion and Bob, that just saved me 10 years of therapy. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
It's great fun.
Okay.
It's great fun. We will see you all in the morning. Have a great, 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 great morning.
Oh, thank you, Ion.
Sweet dreams.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
Bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye.